Window and door.
When you're replacing windows in your home, Anderson 400 series windows give you more. More selection, more performance, more confidence. All from the most trusted name in windows. It's no wonder they're in more homes than any other window. Anderson 400 series windows and doors. We make replacement solutions happen.
Available at Wilkie Window and Door. Visit our showrooms in St. Charles, Fenton, and Shiloh, or go to wilkiewindow.com. You'll be glad you did.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Don't get burned by monthly checking account fees. Open up your bank statement and find out how much you're being charged for that account. And then switch to American Eagle Credit Union. Free checking at American Eagle Credit Union. American Eagle Credit Union will provide you with great SPF, super protection from fees. Open and then fund your account with just a few clicks at American Eagle Credit Union. That's ameaglecu.org.
Current underwriting guidelines apply. Offer not valid on existing AEC loans. Contact the credit union for details.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
Oh, we're full of chat. And
somebody had a really high voice.
And we think
there's a girl in here.
Lots of
sluts and pornography.
Oh, isn't it nice?
We're
the lady in the room. Way to go, Paul Harris.
Harvey.
Oh, Harvey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, hey, this is it, the last day of July. Tomorrow's payday for me. I get paid once a month, first of the month. You guys get paid every 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
It's a big day for me tomorrow, last day of the month. This particular Playhouse brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com, 21 years and going strong. We'll tell you what a great advantage you have when it comes to borrowing money if you're a homeowner and how they can help you after we do this. All right, let's go around the room and see who's here. First of all, for those of you who've ever traveled much, you get in a plane. You've ever looked at the cockpit of a plane and see how complicated?
Yeah.
The control board here is nothing like that. A child could do it.
Yes.
It's so easy. A kindergartner could do it.
Yep.
And the guy who tries to make it like it's a big deal is this guy, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Hold on, I'm concentrating. Okay. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current financial advice, we would like you to get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
There's a chick in the room. There's been a chick in the room all week. She'll be here tomorrow. Dan will not be here tomorrow. But Holly, you'll be here.
I will.
You'll be on double duty tomorrow. Can you handle it?
I'm doing Dan's job, too.
You're doing Dan's and yours, Jody. If you actually had a job, which you don't.
Yeah. Oh, Minnie P will be in here.
Minnie P, you get to meet Minnie P. He'll be here tomorrow. You'll like Minnie P a lot. He's a miniature version of me, and I know how much you like me. So
hey,
how can you not like him? Say hi to everybody.
Pocket Pinion.
Hello, everybody.
Now, that's good. Pocket Pinion. That's better than Minnie P.
I know.
We'll ask him tomorrow which he prefers, Pocket Pinion or Minnie P. I kind of like Pocket Pinion. And by the way, Holly, nice blouse. I think I told you.
Thanks, Frank.
You know what? Maybe we'll get a picture for the Facebook page of me with Holly and her blouse that she ordered.
There we go.
Is that okay with you? Can
we
do that?
That'd be fine.
All right.
But next other
by the way, that's the best thing you can always do is no matter what I suggest, go, sure.
That would be perfect.
Whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Just say yes to everything. Dan Strauss in the house, taking off in a couple of days. He won't be here tomorrow or Friday. Where are you going? Can we say?
Santa Claus, Indiana.
That's right. Santa Claus, Indiana. You have to tell us more about that. Dan Strauss in the house with the Strausser Mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I went to our vending machine on break while ago, and I got something out of there that I've never gotten. It's Jack Link's Premium Cuts Tender Bites. Really good.
Yeah.
Like a little beef jerky bite.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, hang on. Red Boy's trying to tell me.
Toast.
Have I what?
Have I? Cheese.
No, not. I didn't ask the question yet. What is it you were saying I should try in our vending machine? What was it?
Cheese.
Yeah, I've tried it.
You got ahead of it. Cheese in our vending machine?
Well, cheese crack.
Oh.
We got a little bit of a head.
You got
so.
A head on, yeah.
Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of lost its luster.
Yeah. Didn't have much punch by the time we did it. He'd already ruined it. We're brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. Holly, you and your husband are homeowners, correct?
We are.
You do know that you can eliminate all your credit card debt by taking out what's called a bill consolidation loan at American Equity. Use the equity in your house and get your credit cards to zero. Did you know that?
I did, but that would require me to tell him how much credit card debt was out there.
Oh, and you don't want to do that?
No.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Little marital friction there. Are you the credit card user primarily?
Yeah. Money's not my good thing.
Yeah. What's your card of choice? MasterCard, Visa?
Whatever.
Do you have a lot of those, like Nordstrom, Macy's cards? And my wife has all these. And I,
well, because they give you a discount.
What's the point? Oh, really?
Yeah.
You buy into that?
Sure. You get 10% off when you open it.
Typical woman. Just like a woman.
Yeah.
Fall into the old sales gimmickry. Well, here's the deal. If you can't pay your credit cards off every month, or at least in a couple of months, and you keep doing the minimum payment thing, stop it. Play that thing where it says, stop it. No, you stop it. It's two people with credit cards trying to...
Stop it!
There you go.
You stop.
Yeah, see, that's a couple. That's a married couple who's probably going to end up divorced. Because they're telling each other to stop charging. That's actually how that was recorded. We put a hidden microphone in a typical charge card holder couple's house, and that's what we heard. Said, you can stop it. American Equity can help you stop it. Get them to zero balance. Stop doing the minimum monthly thing, because all you're doing is paying a whole lot of interest. That's not deductible, by the way. Used to be, I'm old enough to remember a time when credit card, remember that, Dan? Credit card interest was deductible when you did your taxes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things were deductible.
It was many years ago, Frank.
Yes, it sure was. That was back, I remember, like in, I think it was 70s or early 80s or something.
MasterCard was around.
Yeah. MasterCharge.
MasterCharge was before MasterCard. You youngsters don't have a clue.
AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. All right, now back to the Jack Link's Premium Cuts original beefsteak tender bites that I got out of our machine. It looks like dog food, but it's really good. And Holly, I'm sorry, we ate it all. There was not much in here, and Dan and I ate it. We didn't get to give it.
Yeah,
yeah. Next break, told me how great it
I'll
was.
I'll buy another.
But, yeah. Okay, I'm starving.
I'll buy another pack on the buck and a half for like 10 little pieces, but it's pretty good. I saw a story on, I think, the Today Show, and it's a couple of women who have created a service, and I think everybody's familiar with people who help you write a resume. A lot of people, they don't know how to do a good resume. Well, these women have a service where they will help you write a profile for a dating site. So they'll write it for you. Here's my problem with that. If I read something about, let's say, Holly on a dating site, and I like what I'm reading, I don't want to find out later that she didn't even write that, because that just tells me the first thing I didn't know about her. She's not even capable of describing herself. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's a little different than the resume thing. That's different. Because this is supposed to be me getting to know you and getting a feel for who you are. Getting a feel, primarily.
Right.
And a feel for who you are. And if you can't even write your own profile, would you do, Holly, a dating site? Would, if you were single, would you, or did you when you were single?
No.
You wouldn't even do that.
How I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I didn't.
Which one would you pick? Farmers Only or eHarmony or what's the other big one? Match.com.
Yeah.
Or Christian Mingle.
Mm. And actually, the Catholics have one, too.
They do? Catholic what? What's it called?
Catholic.com.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one you use?
I think there's a Christian Singles one.
Yes, there is. So there's probably 50 of them. Which, would you do the Catholic one?
Probably.
Okay. And we need to, you know what? We need, they need to have one for really loose women. Where, and guys that like loose women who put out, putout.com.
Yeah. Put out on the first date. I think there are. Well, there was Ashley Madison.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ashley Madison
is for cheaters who want, that you know, they know you're married and they're married. I'm talking about chicks that like to get it going after a couple of drinks on the first date. Putout.com. I think I got something here. What would be another good name? You know, secondbase.com.
Right.
To kind of let you know that on the first date, you'd at least get some.
I'm easy.
Feelmeup.com.
All the way.
By the way, how did that express feel somebody up? Well, what is that? Up.
I don't know.
How about just feel?
I guess your hand has to go up and under the shirt.
Yeah.
It could go down in the cup.
Well, yeah, but that's not
from
a good
the top.
Angle.
Well, speak for yourself. I think it's a great angle.
Feel efficiency. You got to go.
Feelmeup.com. I'm gonna try to get the, see if I can acquire that one. All right, here's the update on our trip to Cabo San Lucas. We have kind of the bulletin thing, because this is a bulletin. We interrupt the Playhouse to give you this update on the trip to Cabo San Lucas. We depart February 15th, come back the 22nd. We're down to, and this is day two, we're down to 5 rooms. Act now. This is not one of those TV commercial come-ons. The first 10 minutes or the first 10 people to call, act now. No, really, act now. 5 rooms. That's it. I talked to Julie, the great Julie Wilson, who's listening now and saying hello right now, even though we can't hear her.
Hi.
And she said, I think I heard her. You know what that's the sound of? That's the sound of us not freezing to death like everybody else around St. Louis on February 15th. And we all need to start now thinking and concentrating, and by doing that, actually creating the coldest February on record in St. Louis.
We've had a pretty chilly July here.
We got a little depressed in Jamaica because a couple of days we were there, it was in the 60s or something here. We didn't care for that.
No.
We want people here to be miserable and freezing. We have 5 rooms left. That's 10 people. Act now. And if you don't know what to do, go to facebook.com/AMandThePM. It's up, Peon, it's on the front page, right?
It is.
$1,625 per person. $1,625 per person. A terrific price. This resort is beautiful. It's 2.5 miles from Cabo San Lucas. It's going to be a great trip. This is really going to be a great trip. Not that the others weren't, but I got a good feeling about this one. Eileen Brennan has passed away. I don't really think.
Who's that?
Well, thank you. I don't really think most people know who Eileen Brennan was. Holly, do you know who Eileen Brennan was?
I do not.
See, I'm sorry she's dead, but the truth is, I don't. She was in. Did anybody ever see Private Benjamin with Goldie Hawn?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
She was
she
the
is.
Drill instructor.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the curly hair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I don't think anybody knows anything that she really did. So she has passed away at the age of 80. I'm looking at a newspaper ad that actually ran in Wales over in the UK. It's for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. And it's the typical
Enterprise, St. Louis-based company, started in St. Louis, and it says on the ad, and I'm looking at the exact newspaper ad, it says, Enterprise, rent a car, we'll pick you up. Everyday low miles plus weekend and holiday discounts. Again, this ran in Wales. And what apparently happened was somebody who works at this newspaper knew exactly when to go in and change some of the copy points just as it hit the press, and the paper was published with this ad. Enterprise Rent a Car will pick you up, everyday low miles plus weekend and holiday discounts. Extensive range of quality cars and vans, free pickup from your home, office, or repair shop, and sea sucking.
Oh.
Wow.
Only it's the rooster word.
Wow.
There it is.
Man.
Plain as day. That's, here, see it? Look at it. Read it. Don't read it actually out loud. See it? Free and blank sucking.
That's quite a perk.
That is quite. I will rent there.
We'll pick you up is their slogan, right?
Here, Holly, don't.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't keep staring at it. Yeah. And by the way, what a pickup that would be.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Low rates and.
I don't need the insurance.
Yeah. And by the way, forget the car.
Yeah.
I don't even need the car. Now, the man in this room who has done more to keep us hip and on top of current sexual terminology and the like is Peon. Peon.
Well, I try.
Peon has introduced to things like the hot Carl and the Blumpkin and sweater meat and fun bags and, you know, things like that.
Right.
There's a site that has printed out the latest terms for breasts. We're all familiar with, and this is a woman, by the way, who has big ones. We all know, you know, jugs, and Holly, this will be a test as to what you can tolerate being a part of the show. We all know jugs and boobs and, you know, and the T word you can't say. As I said, Peon introduced us to fun bags and sweater meat, two of my favorites. But there's some in here that I don't think we've, pleasure domes. That's a good one.
Oh, that is
your domes.
Yeah.
And there are a couple others in here that this lady has published that I guess she thinks we should be aware of. Motorboat bags. Now, Holly, my wife likes a song. I think it's by Little Big Town called Pontoon. And motorboat, and it's about motorboat. And my wife plays this in the car, and when she played it, I said, you know what motorboat is? She said, yeah, going out on a boat.
Well, yes.
And I said, okay, do you know the other motorboat? And then, of course, she said, no, what are you talking about?
Did you show her?
Do you know, Holly, what motorboat is?
I just found that out 2 years ago, what motorboat was.
Well, what is it? Explain it to people. What is it? What is it? Go ahead. What's motorboat?
Yeah, you can share.
You can share. Tell them. What is it?
Besides going out...
Besides going out on the river, what is motorboat?
I don't know if I can describe that.
Yeah, of course you can.
On the radio.
Of course you can. I can describe it.
Yeah.
What does a guy do when he's motorboating?
Well, I'll only say it because the person I learned it from is my husband.
Okay.
And they actually call him Motorboat. And it's when
they call him Motorboat?
Well, that he motorboats. It's their face.
Their face?
There, and...
No, those there? They can't see you pointing. Where? What does a guy do when he's motorboating?
Frank!
What does he do?
He, like, goes back and forth in between.
In between what?
A woman's breasts.
That's it.
There, thank you, Dan.
Yeah, you make the motorboat sound.
You have to make the noise.
Yeah, that's motorboat.
But I did not know what that was, you know, like your wife, until 2 years ago.
And how did it come up in conversation?
She said that's his nickname, right?
Yeah, they were teasing him. We were actually on a float trip, which I could not believe I was even on. And that's
what they were talking about. People know him as Motorboater?
He does that a lot?
Well,
is that what you
said? I got news for you. If a lot of people refer to him as Motorboater...
I'm not saying they refer to him as that.
He said it's his nickname. So he must go up to a lot of women.
Yeah. Hey, honey, what are you
doing?
Here
comes Holly. And, hey, Motorboater! Hey, good to see you.
I'm going
to
be in trouble.
Way to go, Steve. Is his name Steve?
Scott.
Scott. Way to go, Scott.
Yeah.
Biscuit barrels.
I don't even know what that means.
Biscuit barrels.
Yeah, good.
I don't.
It just sounds right. I don't. Button busters. Hey, that's you.
Oh, yeah.
That's you. That's Holly today. Shirt poppers.
Sure, Papa.
That's not bad. Slingers. Milkers.
Yeah, I like the milk references.
Trotters. Now, I don't get... Oh, trot, trotters. Like up and down like a horse. When you trot, they bounce. Yeah. Like maybe that's a stretch. Shirt potatoes.
That's a good one.
Shirt potatoes works. Bald buddies. That's okay. Stress balls.
Yeah.
Well, you know how they give those things to squeeze when you're under stress, and they say, here, squeeze on this. Hooters, bangers, we've heard that. Jubilees.
Jubilees.
Dirty pillows. They're not dirty.
No.
Dirty if they are, they shouldn't be. Racks, headlights, cams, bobby racks, booby racks, mounts, motorboaters, hangers, danglers, perky D's, bee stings, bazoingas, sweet chariots, baps, money makers, fun bags. We hit fun bags.
Bee stings? That wouldn't be a good one.
Well, that's if they're little.
Yeah. Tiny.
Jiggly puffs. That's kind of a childish term.
Yeah.
And fried eggs, for the, that.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
One of my other favorites for the rear area that peon has, I guess I can say it.
Crap factory?
Yeah, crap factory.
Yeah. He taught us that.
And the other one was, I have to use the F word, but it's fart box.
Well, see, I edit that out.
Okay.
Now, I'm with you on Paltrow. What is it with chicks like Paltrow who have nothing and they wear those big V,
yeah,
cut down to the navel, and you can see the chest bone separation, and you know it's a couple of fried eggs. That's not attractive.
No. Cameron Diaz is like that, too.
Yeah, Diaz, same way.
Yeah,
she's got 18 inches of chest bone between.
Yes.
No cleavage. Not a good look. Don't wear those dresses. You could wear those dresses.
But most guys think she's hot.
She is hot, but
she needs a lot of work.
But not there.
Cameron Diaz or which one?
Cameron Diaz.
And she's got horrible acne.
Yes.
Her skin is horrible.
Yeah, I've seen that.
If you ever
And
see
as she's
her.
Gotten older, she was her hottest in The Mask.
Yes.
That she peaked.
I absolutely agree. The Mask. Watch The Mask with Jim Carrey.
Smoking.
That's Cameron Diaz smoking. And she was. What else do I need? Oh, listen. I saw the mugshot of this woman. Woman in St. Peter's, 37, in custody, left a loaded rifle in her toddler's crib, and they said, and how many times have we heard this? She has two other children, and the home was covered in feces. Mm. Who are these people? Who are these feces
Ill.
People?
Yeah, that's the problem.
There's no other way to describe it except that they are. They're nuts.
Yeah.
They're mentally ill and nuts. She's... again, lives in St. Peter. Somebody responded to the home. Get this. After a witness saw her tie her 22-month-old daughter to the garage with a rope.
Yeah, I just heard that.
Let's buy an island and put all these people on it. Take their kids away and put them all together so they can all wallow in their own feces.
Yes.
Instead of making kids, they said there were like five dogs in the house and they just let the dogs poop. Unbelievable. You know what? And there's some people, you'll never fix them. You just
know.
They're nuts. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Woman is in a bar, and a man's in a bar, and they're the only two people in the bar. And they have a couple of drinks, and he buys her a drink, and she accepts, and they start to talk, and they kind of hit it off. And they don't talk about, it's just superficial stuff. They don't really get to know each other. But there's an attraction. And one thing leads to another. And the next thing you know, after a few drinks, they're in a hotel room together. And they're getting ready to get it going. And he says, if you'll just excuse me a moment. And he gets up and he washes his hands. Now, he had just washed his hands before they left the bar. In fact, he got up twice while they were talking to wash his hands. He washes his hands before he leaves the bar. They get to the hotel room. They enter the room. First thing he does is wash his hands. And then he goes over to the bed, and there she is. All her clothes off. She's under the sheets. He crawls in bed. He says, hang on one second. He goes and washes his hands. Gets back in bed, and she says, you must be a dentist. He says, I am a dentist. How did you know that? She said, because dentists wash their hands all the time. That's just what they do. He said, well, very good. Very good. And then they make love. And once he has completed his duties there, he rolls over and on his back and goes, wow, that was fantastic. And she says, I'll bet you're a really good dentist, a great dentist. He said, well, as a matter of fact, I am. How could you know that? She says, because I didn't feel a thing.
Time to get a check on traffic. See how it looks airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, I'm looking at an unusual slowdown here on the Page extension here, 364 westbound. You're slow from the Maryland Heights Expressway to the Veterans Bridge. Maybe there was some incident out here earlier because you do hit some stop-and-go areas. On eastbound 64, looks like you're slowing from Timberlake Manor up through Mason. You're slow again, 172 Big Bend, and then jamming up from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. They have reopened that other lane at Jefferson. Southbound 270 still running slow between Olive and Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170, that was pretty jammed up from approaching Ladue down through Highway 64. Westbound 70, still not much of a change there. A little heavy past the airport. And then 270 to the Blanchette Bridge, again from 370 out through Mid River Small Drive. Eastbound 270, really not that bad. It was midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart's low prices make it easy to change your oil. Get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a Purolator classic oil filter, both for just $18.94. Save money, live better, Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Fresh off the Kilcoin victory over Philo Dough. It's not Philo Dough. We learned that on the Wednesday program. On Thursday, the professor down at the University of Missouri who wants to get us saying the state name properly. How do we say Missouri? We're going to find out all the answers, plus Dan Boba from Maxim Magazine. It starts at 12 noon.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, from noon till 3 weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Most people know Lane House is a great roofing company, but did you know we also do siding, windows, gutters, and decks? So if you have work on the outside of your home, call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.25%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.25 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now, 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
This is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show. I want to suggest that when you once again try to walk out on that rickety old deck that looks like it's going to rot away, You call Outdoor Living and get somebody to take a look at that thing before someone gets hurt. At Outdoor Living, you'll get some new ideas. Look at some of the new materials and get an estimate on installation or just the materials if you want to build it yourself. And they'll show you how. Or why not have a deck added on if you don't have one? It'll add beauty, value, and usable space to your home. The folks at Outdoor Living and their beautiful new Just Hose It Off and Forget It materials will make your outdoor living a joy that will last forever. Give them a call at 314-966-3325 or visit them at their beautiful showroom right there at Big Bend and I-44. The website is OutdoorLivingInc.com. Don't waste another summer without a visit to the folks who built my deck. Outdoor Living.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W has partnered with Urban Chestnut Brewery to make a beer brat with their Zwickel Lager. It is now available at your local Schnucks Market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 48 years. They make over 30 varieties of sausage on site in South City. Stop by the full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. You can also find G&W sausage throughout St. Louis at supermarkets, meat shops, convenience stores, restaurants, pubs, and tourist attractions. Ask for your G&W while out and about or visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer, or shop online at gwsausage.com. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company. You can't beat G&W Meat.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. Young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. "Just put the ball into play," yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch. Then the second. He cracked the third into right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed, ran through the crowd of cheering teammates, jumped over the bench, and with watery eyes, a 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. "Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run."
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hey, Jim Huer here, and I want to tell you that nothing says summer in America more than baseball. Come out and see the Stars of Tomorrow play today in the St. Louis Amateur Baseball Association Youth All-Star Games on Sunday, August 4th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can see Senior Division Under 18 All-Star Games Monday, August the 5th at 6 p.m. All games will be hosted at T.R. Hughes Ballpark in O'Fallon, Missouri. For more information and schedules, visit slaba.net.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question is yes, you need to call Lane House, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
This is Mike Evans' favorite time of day when he gets to be on the best radio station of all the ones he's on. And we're going to check in with him after we remind you he's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Remember, if that name Price is not in the name of the kitchen bath company you're dealing with, that's not the one we want you to go to. That's not the one we're talking about. It's Thompson Price. You can find more at thompsonprice.com. And here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Okay, our pop quiz question today, right, sort of a little educational. It's about former President Bill Clinton.
I can't wait to hear this.
I was the 42nd President of the United States.
You want to get into a contest or something?
Boy,
I'll be happy to do it.
I wear briefs. I don't wear boxers.
We can have a Clinton off.
As a kid, I always went trick-or-treating, and Halloween dressed up as my favorite hero,
That sounds like
Jim McMillan.
Yeah.
Inside Out Show.
Here's the answer. The pop quiz question. Give me the answer. When he went to Oxford, what did Bill Clinton play as a sport? And he was good at it. Cricket, golf, or rugby? Answer in a minute. Got a movie review for you. Two Guns opens tomorrow with Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg. It's a very funny action thriller about a DNA agent and a naval intelligence officer who try to infiltrate a drug cartel without knowing each is working undercover. However,
and there's always a however in life,
the drug cartel figures it out, and the you know what hits the fan. A love, hate, buddy film, rated R, 109 minutes, 3 stars for Two Guns.
I'm weird about this. I don't like action comedies. I want to see a real edge of your seat, suspenseful act, or I want comedy, one or the other. I don't do well.
Usually both are mediocre.
When they mix them, because the comedy part takes away from the realism of the action for me. But I haven't seen this one yet.
Lindsay Lohan will be the guest host of Chelsea Handler. I can't stand that Chelsea Handler.
You know, some nights I think she's really smoking hot, and other nights I can't stand her. It's weird.
She's gross looking.
And
she's,
so many people love her.
No, she's skanky.
And she claims she's like 34. So I mean, she looks like she's 48.
Hey.
Easy.
What's wrong with that?
She's 46.
Hello.
Easy.
Simmer down.
Thanks,
there.
No, I think overall there's something skanky.
Hey.
I agree. Lindsay Lohan is going to guest host on Chelsea Handler's TV show, The TV Late. It's on August 5th. Lindsay Lohan will be guest hosting. Lindsay out of rehab now. She says she's doing great. She says no more drugs. She says no more booze. That's what she says. Says she won't party with any of her old partying pals. She says she's the new Robert Downey Jr. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see if all this is true.
Now, let me ask you a question. I've seen the Chelsea Handler show. I don't in any way see her pulling that off. I predict disaster for that. She's not a comedian. Lindsay, you think she can do that?
No. But yeah. She's just going to be co-hosting it. I mean, there'll be people there to support her.
Okay.
I thought you said she was
co-hosting. Okay.
Yeah. Alex Rodriguez will not be happy to hear that while he depends on the players' union to fight his suspension, the union is being bombarded. 99% of the players demanding the union not help a fraud say that they're clean, they play by the rules, they don't take drugs, and why should the union spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to fight a cheater, Alex Rodriguez's battles?
Well, then they'd have to go with Ryan Braun. They'd have to get behind a couple other players,
too.
Well,
they probably will.
I can't understand these other players, though. I mean, they play fair. They don't take drugs. Guys like Alex Rodriguez and Braun are making all the money, and they're cheating, and then when they get caught, they have to pay their bill. What's up with that?
Yeah. Well, then you got people like a player like Chris Davis, who's having a huge year, and everybody's thinking he's on stuff now just because he's having a good season.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Alex's good buddy, Jay-Z, popping off. The baseball's not being fair to Alex. Yeah, somebody tell Jay-Z,
shut up.
Front door.
Yeah, no kidding.
Can't stand that guy. Odds and ends. Can you believe it? Sunday night on television? The return of NFL football? How about them Cowboys versus the Miami Dolphins? NFL football back. Sunday night.
Wow.
It's amazing. Another great New York Post headline under the pictures of sex-disgraced former Governor Eliot Spitzer and Anthony Weiner. The headline screams, well, you've got some perv. See what they did there?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good for a newspaper, actually.
Yeah.
And finally, by the way, got to send a shout-out to my homeboy, Jason Walpert. Somehow is able to listen to us online while driving in traffic in Washington, D.C. every afternoon.
Probably has the app plugged into his sound system.
He's driving in traffic right now, probably driving right by the Lincoln Memorial, listening to the broadcast.
Thank you, Jason.
On the BQ.
Thanks, Jason. Don't spray any green paint on that.
No, don't do that. Yeah. Okay. Bill Clinton, golf, rugby, or cricket?
Wow.
We're going to do ladies first. We're going to start with Holly. What do you think?
Try your voice.
Nothing.
I'm going to say golf.
I'm going to try rugby.
I'll say rugby.
All right, just because it sounds like it shouldn't be, I'm going with cricket.
Well, I played a lot of sacks, and I played a few interns, too. but actually it's rugby.
That's the worst Clinton ever.
Pretty bad.
You can't tell him that.
No.
He'll get mad. I did not play cricket. You think if that, if he ever went to a throat guy, wouldn't it be something if the guy goes, oh, here, I know the problem.
Yeah.
And it just cleared right up.
Cut a little, little nodules off or something.
Let's remove these. Now speak, Mr. Clinton. Hey, hello, 1PK.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
After all those years, I didn't have to sound like that, and I didn't even know it.
He probably loses charm, and all the women would go, oh, I don't like him now.
Wait a minute, baby, come back. What's wrong? I'll talk like this if you want me to. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I got a, before we do the last bit of business, I got a really interesting email from a listener. And he says, I just heard a news report on KTRS about a Wash U student. By the way, what is this now? I hear newscasters calling it Washington U. Well, what is that? As long as I can remember, it's been Wash U.
Yeah.
Or Washington University, not Washington U. What do they have to screw with everything for? But he said, I heard about a Wash U student being held up this morning on the school parking lot, and the robber was described as having dreadlocks and driving a blue Pontiac Aztec. He says, I'm guessing there's only one blue Aztec in all of St. Louis. And he's right. Have you ever seen a Pontiac Aztec?
Oh, no.
My goodness.
The ugliest Pontiac ever built. Pull up. Go ahead.
I know it. Yeah.
It is so ugly.
But you're right. You don't see any of those on the road, so that guy shouldn't be hurt.
And here's the thing.
A blue one.
Yeah, years ago, I used to have a Pontiac.
That weird squared-off back to it.
I actually did commercials for a Pontiac. He's retired now, but he sold Pontiacs. And I went to the dealership, and they had the new shipment of these Aztecs. And I went into his office, and I said, I got to sell that? I said, that's the ugliest car I've ever. And they had a tough time moving them because they're just that day that they accepted that design at General Motors, they must have all just been drunk or something. But he's got a point. It shouldn't be too hard to find a guy in a blue Pontiac Aztec. I think Aztec is the vehicle that Walter White drives in Breaking Bad, which the final season of is coming up in just a couple of weeks. Looking forward to that. Thompson Price. Let's talk about Thompson Price. The key word in there is price. Not because they sell on price. That's not a company that says, oh, we'll do your kitchen for a lower price. They're not interested in that. There are a lot of people that will remodel your kitchen for less money than Thompson Price. And that's exactly what you'll get, a lesser kitchen or bathroom. And it won't be the quality that they offer. It won't even be close. You can also go somewhere and overpay. That's not what they do either. You'll get every dollar's worth. You'll look at that kitchen or bathroom for years and years and years and go, wow, money well spent. When you go in the showroom at Thompson Price, they have signs in the showroom. It says, we only look expensive, because you would expect to pay even more for what is going to be the end result, what you're going to end up with. I speak from experience. Every bathroom in our house and our kitchen were all remodeled by Thompson Price. I've been in this house 27 years. After about 10, we did the kitchen. After about 12, we did a bathroom. And then after about 13 or 14, we did another bathroom. And then over time, we did it all. And it was all done by Thompson Price. If you want to see the showroom, it's in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270. In the shopping center with TJ Maxx right next to McAllister's Deli. And the website is thompsonprice.com.
Let's get another look at traffic now and go airborne. Here is Timothy Weiland.
We had an earlier stall that was blocking a lane on eastbound 270 just before 170. They were off on the shoulder loading it up onto a flatbed truck, but the only slowdown you had was east of McDonald through 170, and then things are wide open to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. On westbound 70, you're slow still between 270 and Earth City Expressway, and then it sort of opens up to the Blanchette Bridge, but then you're heavy again just a little bit west of Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Southbound 270 is getting better. You're slow now approaching 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Looking at southbound 255, just a little bit slow now approaching 5570 to Collinsville Road. in that construction zone. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. It's back to school time, and Walmart's got the brands you trust for your back to school list, like 5-star notebooks, Avery binders and dividers, post-it notes, and more. So get everything on your list in one place. Save money, live better, Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Awesome food, excellent service, delicious drinks served inside or out on the new patio.
Where? Stinger's Restaurant, Pizzeria, and Bar at their new location on Route 3 and 157 in Cahokia.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
All right, Dan's gone tomorrow, but Holly will be here doing double duty. We hope you'll be here, too. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan. Bye, y'all.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550.
Green and
KTRS St. Louis.